Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome. Ooh, we've got the music working this morning. Ooh, no wonder we need a Working on Wellness Wednesday. Those hallowed spirits are out and about already early this morning. It is Halloween, and it is our wellness show. We take a wide swath on health and healthcare. And with all that there is to learn, we want you to be able to refer to the show and refer others. So my suggestion, keep the podcast in mind. Kello AM, Norm Anderson will send you to the website. We do the show 9 to 10 today, each Wednesday. And you'll want to check out Jody Perrett and Dr. Tony Bright, Plastic Surgery Associates of Sioux Falls and?
South Dakota and Iowa.
Ooh.
Not only Sioux Falls, Bill. We go to Watertown, Yankton, Dakota Dunes, and then Spencer, Iowa.
And was I seeing a change of address at Dunes?
Yes, our Dunes office did move to a different location, which is spectacular. It's right by a major coffee shop that people really know down in Dakota Dunes.
So, Cup of Joy.
Cup of Joy. We're really, really glad that we moved.
Speaking of Cup of Joy, Dr. Bright with us today. Nice to have you in the building.
Good to be here, Bill.
All right. We're going to close the month of October, start the month of November. What was October all about?
It's all about breast cancer awareness.
So how did that go? What do you guys anticipate when you start the month, and what would you like to do with those people that have concerns?
Well, the biggest thing is to, you know, they do a good job of getting out that breast cancer is a journey. And the big points that people should take away from breast cancer awareness is that not only the screening and prevention that you can do is very important, but also that patients have choices. And those choices range from the plastic surgeon you choose for reconstruction, but before that, even knowing that you do have an option to do reconstruction, whether that's immediate or delayed or even 10 years down the road, if you didn't do anything initially, you can always come back and do reconstruction, and insurance covers those procedures.
The awareness for the month of October is really important, and I know one of the things, knowing that Jody Perrett, like I do, she's going to be saying the end of the year is coming, you'd better get those appointments set.
Absolutely. Our November and December surgery schedules are filling up. If you haven't been in for a consultation, you better get in right away. We'll do our best to get you in by the end of the year, but I cannot make that guarantee at this point.
So we don't talk about individual patients, but trends as far as breast cancer and all the things that go with it. Anything changed in the last few years?
You know, really, it's been pretty stable. There's some technical things with tissue expanders that are a little bit different now. The biggest overall change is that they're doing a lot more mastectomies for prophylaxis, it seems. There's more genetic studies out there where people can figure out whether they're high risk or not, and trying to do a lot of breast conservation where you save the nipple and areola for the mastectomies, which is, I'm happy to see that, because you get much better results when you're able to do that.
Now, I understand that you kind of strive for perfection. Is that true? And Jody's kind of got a smile on her face. He must be Mr. Perfection.
Both of our physicians are very much perfectionists.
Do our very best all the time.
What difference does that make?
Oh, it makes, well, for me, it lets me able, makes it easier for me to sleep at night. Because if I leave the operating room and I'm not happy with how things look, it's something that's just going to eat at me for weeks until I see the patient back to make sure they're okay. So for us, you know, when you're in the OR, you try to do the very best you can just to know that when you leave that OR, you've done everything possible, and just makes your life and your patients a lot happier.
Jody, we should probably mention the other surgeon.
Yes,
you know, he's a Mr. Perfection as well.
Yeah, Dr. Miller is also a perfectionist, trained in the military, and he has his T's crossed and his I's dotted, and he's the same way. If he's not happy with how something looks before he leaves the operating room, he will redo it and delay his rest of his day to make sure that everything is done to the best of his ability.
One of the things I always brag about with Plastic Surgery Associates is your website.
Yes.
The fact that you've got all kinds of information there. If people have questions or fears, they can go to your website.
Absolutely, and we're adding to it every week. We have new testimonials. We have new before and after photos. We actually just added this week an online shop where you can purchase our medical grade skincare line if you're not able to make it into our office in either location to purchase it. So we're trying to make everything a little bit more convenient for our patients and potential patients.
Skincare, let's go a little deeper in that.
We have a new skincare line out called Essentials. It is medical grade, so it has a higher active ingredient than anything you could buy over the counter at a big box store. They may have a touch of the same ingredient in it, but it's not monitored by the FDA like medical grade is. In medical grade, you have to have a certain percentage to be considered a medical grade product. We have it for different skin types. We have the oily, the rosacea, the dry, the anti-aging. We have sunscreen for both skin types.
There's the sunscreen, number one.
Huge. And the neat thing about the sunscreen is that you can get the tinted stuff. So my wife uses all the time. So instead of using a foundations and things like that, they just use the tinted sunscreen. And it works great. And you put it on in the morning, and then you have yourself covered for the day if you get outside.
And that's what a lot of people are doing now because they're going to more natural look. And the sunscreen with that tint just takes a little bit of the glow off. And we have both an emollient style and a matte style, depending upon your skin type. So we can formulate whatever you need based on your individual skin types. And our website does itemize out all of our products. We also, in our shop online, has it categorized. So you'll know exactly what products you should be using for your individual skin type.
I remember one of the shows this year, you were in a location that was even warmer than you had anticipated. Was the sunscreen strong enough, or did you have to go back for refills?
Well, I had to go back for refills. Barbados was a little too close to the sun. I use sunscreen every day, and I did end up still burning. But after I got acclimated down there, it did help conceal it, basically, for the rest of my vacation. But when you first go into the sun, it's
especially
much different than here.
Yeah. And if you got 20 and 30 in your closet right now or in your medicine case, you probably ought to have something a little stronger.
For your daily use here in South Dakota in the States, you're going to be fine. But if you're going down to the deep Caribbean, you definitely want to have a 50 or higher and reapply several times throughout the day.
The other thing, you know, we mentioned what's changed through the years, and it's the fact that men get help. Kind of things that they do, they're a little vain too, and they like to be able to compete with younger folks in the marketplace. Right. How can men use your services?
Well, the skincare is great for men too, but you know, a lot of eyelid surgery is done on men. You know, the Cool Sculpting, we do a lot of that, where you know, people have the you know, tire around the waist, they want to get fixed up. You know, they're go to the gym and they work out the chest and the arms, but it's just that belly stuff they can't get rid of. Cool Sculpting's great for that. And actually, gynecomastia is something that we do a lot of, and that's where guys, you know, they call man boobs for the layperson out there,
sure,
where they just can't work out their chest. They still end up with extra stuff around the areola that really they can't remove without surgery. So we do a lot of that, actually, for young boys and men.
November 13th, what should that mean?
That is our autumn open house at Plastic Surgery Associates. We had decided we want to thank all of our Sioux Falls and surrounding area residents, patients. Invite them in to meet the doctors. Both Dr. Bright and Dr. Miller will be there. We'll have some great food, drinks, and some fantastic specials that you will not find anywhere in town on Cool Sculpting, Juvederm, Botox, Kybella, Latisse.
Everything, basically.
Everything. Right. As well as our new treatment, Vivive.
And Vivive.
What do you know about Vivive?
Well, Vivive is something that mostly our female PAs will be doing. But it's a one-time procedure that's really actually pretty neat for stress incontinence. So the women that laugh and sneeze and lose a little bit of, you know, urine or leak in their pants, this can tighten things up down there and do a really nice job. So some of the studies out there are showing some great results.
Now, you mentioned it earlier because we always do the Sioux Falls and?
Iowa. South Dakota and Iowa, Bill.
There you go. I got you. I got you.
Iowa.
But the fact that you have other communities you go to.
Absolutely.
You understand that not everybody can get to Sioux Falls as easily as possible, and you guys continue to maintain a rural presence.
We certainly do. We try to get there as often as we can. Of course, the doctors are very busy, but they do arrange in their schedule to go to Watertown and to Yankton and Dakota Dunes and Spencer and of course, our main office in Sioux Falls. So we spread them pretty thin, and they are traveling a lot, but we're here for our patients.
Insurance, you mentioned that earlier. Let's redo, because that's always the first word a lot of people have.
Yeah, we'll take care of all of your insurance prior approvals, take care of finding out what your insurance is going to pay, how much you're going to be responsible for, all of that prior to having the surgery done. But we do need to get you in and get that taken care of if you've met your deductible and you want to get any services done that are covered by insurance. Breast reductions are a big one that people want to get in by the end of the year. They are a couple-hour surgery, so we need to have that time available to get you on the books. It is getting limited at this point, so if you were in for a consult and you want a schedule or you're still thinking about it, you need to get on the schedule now. In a couple weeks, we're not going to have any surgery time left for the end of the year.
Consultations are important when people look at recovery time.
You do need to come in for your consultation. The doctors go through a thorough exam with you, talk about what you can expect before, during, and after your procedure. Every procedure is different on the recovery times, and that's where the doctor will really go into depth with you on the procedure that you are discussing and choosing to do.
We appreciate Dr. Tony Bright, Jody Perrette, Plastic Surgery Associates, and I understand that the bio I had you with two kids. You now said that late breaking news, you have three.
Yeah, well, I have a two-year-old now, and my son just graduated from Marine Boot Camp at San Diego. So those are the big changes in our family. So, yeah, we're pretty excited.
Thanks for all you do working on wellness.
Thank you.